Ice Free Arctic by Clark White. Global warming is an important issue that many fail to realize as a threat to our world as we know it. Global warming, or the rise in temperature of the Earth, is causing problems now and potentially more drastic in the future. One of the negative effects of global warming causes is ice melt in the Arctic. You might be thinking, why should I care what goes on in the Arctic? It doesn't affect me, it's not like I live there. But guess what? You don't live there, but there are many animals that consider the Arctic their home. I mean, how would you like it if someone came around and destroyed your home with their bad decisions? You wouldn't like it, would you? Global warming doesn't only affect habitats, it affects temperature of the ocean, and that's a huge problem. Let me explain. The Arctic ice was originally used as a shield for the Earth. The Arctic would repel some of the sun's rays to keep the ocean temperature down. The rays would bounce right off the ice, but if the ice is gone, there won't be anything to cool the oceans. That will cause ocean temperature to rise. The rise of temperature will cause the sea level to rise because when ice melts, it turns into water. Rise of sea level can be a huge problem because if the sea level rises too high, locations that are below sea level are threatened to be submerged in water. It is also a threat to many islands because islands can submerge in water too. One location that is being threatened by water rise is New Orleans. New Orleans is below sea level, and the only thing keeping the city from drowning is a levee surrounding the city. But if the sea level rises too high, New Orleans will flood. Every year, the ice is getting thinner. Scientists predict by 2050, a majority of the ice will be gone. This is another huge problem because that's not too long from now. Sure, it might seem like a long time, but compared to history, it's not that far from now. In 1979, the thickness of the ice was 16,855 kilometers cubed, and in 2012, the thickness was 3,261 kilometers cubed. That is a difference of 13,594 kilometers cubed. Ice loss in the Arctic is a huge problem, and I hope that people will soon realize how dangerous it is. Thanks for listening. Bye. And there's a link down below to watch the video that goes along with this podcast.